I am Mike Dudas, and my guest on this edition of the podcast is Bubba Smith, who will give us all the scuttlebutt on the Propeller Club, Port of Galveston. I know the Propeller Club is very rich in history, so I guess we'll lead off. Just tell us about how the history behind the Propeller Club. How did it actually get started?
Well, we got to go back almost 100 years to 1922, where a group of maritime professionals in New York met for lunch every day to discuss issues that they had and related to the maritime business. The group became so large that they had to begin having speakers to address the group. As the growth continued in 1923, the Propeller Club of the Port of New York was formed with 33 members. The membership comprises a cross-section of maritime industry throughout the United States and many cities overseas also. Propeller Club is equipped to promote, further, and support the merchant marine propeller. We get this asked a lot. What does propeller mean? Is the name refers to the propulsion of ships and is symbolic of the driving force required to communicate the need for an adequate, privately owned merchant marine for both overseas and domestic commerce. Today, the Propeller Club is an international business network dedicated to promotion of the maritime industry throughout the United States and, more importantly for us, in the Galveston area. There are more than 80 ports around the world, including almost 30 in foreign cities. Now, the Propeller Club of Galveston was formed in 1947. We are a total volunteer 501c6 organization. The money we raise helps us to award annual scholarships to maritime students at Texas A&M Academy, Maritime Academy in Galveston. We also raise money that we award to the Galveston Seafarers Center to help with their ongoing costs. But the most important part of our goal is to promote the importance of the maritime industry to the Galveston area community.
And what are some of the ways that you are able to promote the maritime industry in Galveston?
Well, our membership is mostly comprised of a lot of maritime individuals, either here in Galveston, Texas City, the Clear Lake area, and even we have members from Houston also. We meet monthly at the Knights of Columbus Hall when the pandemic is letting us, and we have dinners. The money we raised helps us to reach our goal to award scholarships and to fund the Seafarers Center. So that's how we raise money, with the dinners, and we have a raffle, and also we have sponsors that help us on a monthly basis.
And where are the dinners held?
The dinners, when we are able to meet, hopefully again soon in 2021, are on the third Wednesday of the month, every month, the third Wednesday at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 1912 Winnie Street. We meet at 6:30 for a social, and we serve dinner at 7:30.
So right now, since the start of the pandemic, I'm assuming the dinners have been suspended, correct?
That is correct. We have not been able to meet since I believe our last meeting was in March of 2020. Yeah. Exactly. Before all this hit.
So in the meantime, I guess since that's probably your biggest source of revenue, how are you surviving?
Well, fortunately, thanks to our leadership, we've had enough money left over in our account to go ahead and fund our next round of scholarship recipients. And we plan to do that very soon here in 2021. So thanks to our sponsors and membership, we've been able to survive.
So graduating individuals from Texas A&M and Galveston, I guess this late spring, they should be able to look forward to a scholarship from the Propeller Club, correct?
We actually narrow that down to about 12 individuals.
Right.
And we rely on the Maritime Academy to recommend those individuals to us that are most deserving and who also have participated with us in these monthly meetings, either by helping us cook, clean up, serve, whatever. So we take that into consideration also.
So is there an application process for individuals that want to apply for the scholarship?
Yes, there is, and that's all arranged through the school. We kind of stay out of that, so we feel that the school has a better handle on who really needs this money and the ones that are well deserving of it.
Does the school come up with a pool of individuals, you know, that apply? Who actually selects the recipients?
I'm not sure about the individual over there. It's the Maritime Business Office or something. I couldn't honestly answer exactly who does it, but it's
okay.
It's one of the directors.
So it's not the Propeller Club that selects it. You all just
that's
do
correct.
The funding, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And how long have you been, how long is the Propeller Club underwritten these scholarships?
I would think it goes all the way back, as far as I can remember, for the last 20, 30 years.
So a very long time.
Very long time. And it's probably longer than that, but I've only been involved for the last maybe 25 years.
Exactly. And so before we went on the air, you told me that you were the immediate past president, right? And Eddie Janik is the current president, correct?
That's correct.
And so how many years have you been with the Propeller Club?
I want to say it might be 30 years. It was probably in the early 90s when I joined.
So a long time. So I'm assuming you probably have served a lot of different positions up to and including president of the organization.
That's true. And I can remember my first job there was selling raffle tickets. That's the first thing I ever did.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so you start at the bottom and just worked your way up to the top.
That's right. They can't get rid of me.
And there's probably times when times get tough. I'd rather be selling raffle tickets than.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I know.
But I can tell you the maritime business has been good to me, and that's why I got involved in it. I worked for over almost 30 years at the Port of Galveston. I retired as the director of cruise operations in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I feel this is something I can give back to the community because the maritime industry has been so good to me.
Exactly. All right. So how many years did you serve as president?
It was about 4 or 5. I can't remember exactly. Normally in the history, we change presidents every year, but the last few times we've Eddie Janik and myself have just been flip-flopping to keep our continuity going.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you love the organization so much and you kind of look around and go, well, I'll give it another couple years. I have my feeling on that. So let's talk about we talk about the new norm, which I don't think any of us have figured out what the new norms yet, because we're not through on the other side of all this craziness right now. But in typical times in the past, describe your typical years as president, your duties and exactly what you did and the things that you were most proud of that you as an individual accomplished.
Well, our biggest thing is to find sponsors and to increase our membership. And that's one of the things I'm hoping this podcast will do is bring some awareness to it. We're in the process of developing a new website, which would be www.propellerclubgalveston.com. It's not up running yet, but it will be soon. So look forward to that. It'll offer a lot of information. You'll be able to go online and fill out a membership form, make payments online and make reservations for our upcoming meetings.
And if an individual wants to become a member of the Propeller Club, what are the qualifications and requirements?
There is no qualifications. We ask that, you know, you maybe you know somebody in the maritime business, or you want to get involved in the maritime business, you want to make contacts in the maritime business. I mean, we during our social, there's a lot of networking that is being done. So people in the business community can meet people in the maritime business. So it's good overall from a business perspective to join and to make those contacts. But it's very simple. They can email me, and until we get our website up and running, I've already got several inquiries about applications that I'll email out, and they can, and it's just a simple form. Nothing big secretive about it.
Are there any financial requirements about joining?
The dues, we ask for our annual dues are $75 a year. And that does not include the monthly dinners. If you come to the monthly dinners, they vary in cost from $30 to $40. So that is one year membership. And our membership runs from July 1st to June 30th.
Yeah, $75, that's nothing. That's pennies in a pocket. So yeah, so if you really have a love for the maritime program and want to network and really help promote this propeller club, Port of Galveston, that'd be an easy way to do it. Join the propeller club here in Galveston.
And we gladly welcome anyone.
And getting back to these dinners, so when you serve dinners, what kind of dinners were they?
Probably 80% of the time we'll have a 1 pound ribeye steak.
Wow.
We have an annual crawfish boil that we do in April, which we serve maybe up to 2,000 pounds of boiled crawfish. We've had shrimp night, different things, but our most popular is the ribeye steak.
Ribeye steak, yeah. A lot of organizations, I know, like the VFW and other, yeah, their popular dinners, which I know really no one's really doing right now, are the steaks, and those seem to be really popular.
Oh yeah, there's a lot left on the table. Our steaks are so big.
Yeah, exactly. And typically, how much do the dinners cost?
Anywhere from $35 to $40, depending on if you pay at the door, if you pay cash, or if you charge to your account. It depends, but $35 to $40.
You get steak, baked potato, etc.,
and a salad and beverage.
Oh wow,
beverages.
And you said you've done raffles. What kind of things do you raffle off?
Anything we can get a sponsor to give us. Most likely, a lot of times, TVs, generators, things that are popular barbecue pits, gas grills, those types of things.
Things that people would be excited about buying a raffle ticket to have a chance to win something.
Correct. Yeah. That they actually would use.
And sir, right now, what would you say is your biggest need right now?
Our biggest need right now is to gain membership. Our membership over the years since I've been there has gone down because, you know, there's several factors. The maritime business in Galveston, you know, slowed down for quite a while. It's back, we think, especially when the cruise ships come back. There used to be quite a few maritime businesses located in Galveston. A lot of those have moved to the mainland, especially after Hurricane Ike. So that's the challenge in the Galveston area, but that's why we want to say the Galveston area maritime community, because we know there's so many out there in Texas City, in the Clear Lake area, that still serve the Port of Galveston area.
And to wrap up, because we're running out of time, if anyone listening would like to get more involved with the Propeller Club, about either as a member, donating something for a raffle, that type of thing, give us the who, what, where, when phone numbers.
They can email me. I have the easiest way is to email me at propellerclubgalveston@gmail.com. Okay. So that's propellerclubgalveston@gmail.com.
And then coming soon, you're going to have a new website also, right?
Yes, that website should be up and running, I would say, sometime within the end of January. And that, again, is propellerclubgalveston.com.
My guest on this edition of the podcast has been Bubba Smith, immediate past president of the Propeller Club Port of Galveston. If you would like to be a guest on a future podcast and give us all the scuttlebutt on your business or organization, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com. I am Mike Dudas. Talk to you again soon.